This is the SML Podcast.
I can't believe a Garden Warfare update is friggin' 6 gig. I mean, I know they're adding a new stage, like a new plant, but goddamn. I miss the days of updates being like
4 meg.
Yeah. Oh my God. There's so much to talk about
today.
Those
were the good days. 5 megabyte updates.
So much to talk about today.
Or how about when they didn't get updated at all?
True. Like, I don't even want to say the intro because I know that means we have to start the show. And there is so much to talk about today.
What's up, everybody? I'm Chris.
You tried this last week, and I cut that all out. So, what's up, everyone? This is Joe.
Oh, I'm Chris.
I didn't cut it all out, but most of it.
Oh.
Episode 79, SML Podcast. Gamescom happened this week.
It's a thing.
And holy fuck. So much news.
All of the news.
We're going to start with email, since good old listener Zach has apparently sent us an email. But before we even get to that, the biggest, most controversial news of the week is that Tomb Raider, Xbox One, or not just Xbox One, but Xbox platform exclusive next year.
Platform exclusive.
Yes. I think we can all completely guess right now that it will not be a permanent exclusive.
I think it was already confirmed that it's just timed.
Yeah, well, Microsoft said, we just have it timed, and whatever they do after that is...
It's on them, yeah.
Because Microsoft, they've never really gone out and bought permanent exclusives.
No, not really.
Because they're not dickheads like that.
No.
Like, other people are like, yeah, we're getting it forever.
Cool.
And Microsoft's just like, yeah, we want it for a couple months. For Oh, my God, what the fuck was that?
My phone.
Jesus, turn that off.
Yeah.
I almost pooped. So, what's on your phone?
It was just a message I needed to look at quick.
Okay, mute your shit, because that was fucking scary.
I probably didn't even come in through the other stuff. It was a legendary drop.
That means nothing to me.
Diablo?
Nope. Never heard of it. Okay, first off, we'll start with an email that we should have read last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We skipped it, didn't we?
From Henry Jones. So we'll start with him.
Okay.
He says, "Hi, SML folks. Sorry I'm late to sending out an email response from something 3 episodes ago, but I've been busy with my job, writing articles for an anime blog I somehow got drafted into, and fencing in a state tournament. Sadly, I will not be making it to any MAGFest events anytime soon due to budgetary reasons, so no multiplayer bases loaded for me."
Oh, dude, bases loaded would be so much fun.
"Now, you talked about Indiana Jones pinball. It was absolutely the thing that sucked up most of my money in college. A wide board, plenty of minigames, and absolutely perfect voice clip selections. Sadly, I would never top the high score, or at least someone named Ian, I would never top the high score of someone named Ian, or at least someone who had those initials, prompting me to often shout, 'What fucking Ian guy?'"
That's the thing.
Jesus. "They released a more recent version that includes the 4th movie, but obviously it's not as good. In random gaming stuff, I'm chasing the silver dragon and getting back into Skyrim." Chasing the dragon.
I get it.
It's like a drug joke.
I get it.
"Strangely enough, about a third of my friends are doing the same thing. I guess Skyrim withdrawal happens to most people at about the same time. Anyway, one of my biggest complaints about Oblivion was that it has thousands of things to do, but they all felt like generic busy work. The obtuse and stupid conversation wheel didn't help role-playing either. So, you insult someone, then threaten them, and then they like you? Okay." Yeah, Oblivion was weird.
I don't know. One of these days, I mean, I know I gave Skyrim a shot for a little while, and I never really got back to it. I think I played it up until about like level 5. I did it again. I think it was like a month ago or something like that. I'm like, oh, I'm going to give Skyrim a shot. And then it was just kind of like, yeah, I played it for like a day.
Well, join Henry Jones and chase the Silver Dragon.
Yeah, but he at least knows what the game's like. I barely even know what the game's like.
It's time for you to find out.
I guess.
He continues with Skyrim, even though it's the same four people voicing the characters over and over, I keep finding neat little stories and details. For instance, when my character became more powerful, the blind Falmer started using domesticated underground creatures as their seeing eye dogs to keep from being picked off one at a time. Even though the creatures are some of the most grotesque and disgusting beings Skyrim has to offer, it's almost cute to watch the Falmer wander the hills with their little buddies. As much as I was disappointed by Oblivion, I am happy that even over 120 hours in, Skyrim is a game that keeps on giving. Hi, Potato.
she just wants to use your
in
tablet.
My lap on the iPad. On a final note, and even though I've gotten a few things to discuss, I'm sure you've stopped 10 times already to discuss them, so it won't be a problem. Actually, it's only been like twice. Well, I guess three now.
Something like that, I guess.
So, Indiana Jones pinball, huh?
It's a pinball machine. It was a good one.
I've noticed with the announcement of the new Mass Effect game, the people who act like Mass Effect 3 killed their family have reemerged.
It's true. People were really, really upset about that.
I just want to appreciate that sentence.
Mass Effect killed my family.
The people who act like Mass Effect 3 killed their family have re-emerged.
How could they do that? They left off so many loose ends. The story
was
terrible.
It was just a different Instagram filter for the ending.
Oh my god.
I don't want a color. I want my decisions to matter. It's a video game. Shut the fuck up. I do not get along with these people, mostly because they seem to go as far as to get into writer Mac Walter's bathroom schedule and rant about how pitiful his stream of piss is. We need Henry on the show.
Yeah, we really do. That was clever. I enjoyed it.
It's like they've never experienced disappointment and their fragile little world shattered, and they're more special than the other people who've experienced disappointment. I just want to know what your reminiscences of Mass Effect 3 are and how you feel about it now. Me, 95% of Mass Effect is still great, and the 5% that isn't doesn't do near enough to ruin it for me. That's all from me. Happy podcasting, Henry Jones.
I have not... You'll be surprised. You won't be surprised at all. I have never played a Mass Effect game.
Never ever?
Any of them. One, two, three, any of them.
You monster.
I know I'm a terrible person. I think it's mainly just because, like, I just haven't had them at my disposal, I guess. I just never really had, like, a genuine interest to, like,
dump
the time
into it. Get the triple pack for $360. It's probably, like, $20 at GameStop or something.
Well, I mean, I'm borrowing Grand Theft Auto again, so I'm gonna play that. Because I never actually finished it. So, that's what's going to be taking up my time for a while. Because I'm getting hyped about the PC version so I could play multiplayer. And now that I have it in my possession again, if someone has, like, you know, a couple day Xbox Live codes or something like that, I can use Xbox Live.
I don't think I had. I think I gave you the ones I had that you, like, never used.
I did. I used them. I did use them. It was a lot.
And then
ago.
You traded all your games in.
But I kind of want to play GTA Online again, like, really bad. But I want to finish the storyline because I never technically finished the storyline for 5. And I heard it was really, really good. I was enjoying it. I just, you know, yeah. It was around the time, like I said, you know, I got rid of my stuff so I can get her a Christmas present. So, well, no, I have it now. So I'm just going to, as she said, way to make me feel like shit, by the way. But no, I have it now. So I'll just finish it now. I don't care about, like, if there's a game that I'm interested in and I want to finish it, if I don't finish it, like, right when I get it, then that's okay. As long as I make it back to it and I get to finish it eventually so I can appreciate the game for what it is. That's the way that I feel.
Okay.
Yeah. Same thing with, honestly, that's kind of how I feel about Mass Effect. It's like, if I ever get around to it, like, I don't feel like I'm going to be taking away from the actual experience of the game depending on when I play it. You know, if I play it and I get through it, as that goes flying, if I play it and I get through it at some point.
Well, you know, I put my footrest up, so that's entirely on you.
Well, it wasn't up before. But anyway, I don't feel like the time frame of when I actually play it will, you know, adjust how I feel about the game, if I like it or not. You know what I mean? That's how I feel. So most of the time I kind of wait. There's only a few games where I always feel like, oh my God, I need this. Like as soon as it comes out, I'd rather like wait a little while and save a couple bucks, you know?
Okay.
This is how I feel. So eventually I'll get to Mass Effect at some point. Maybe.
I still like Mass Effect. As you droned on for like 15 minutes saying that you don't really get into games for a game you never played.
It's true.
I have, strangely enough, never beaten Mass Effect 1. When the game first came out, I was all excited because people were raving about what an amazing RPG it was.
Yeah.
It's a new step forward in RPGs, and it's an incredible RPG. And I bought into it. I was up at the Wilkes-Barre GameStop, the one in the mall, and they had one collector's edition left. So I'm like, you know what? If I'm going to do this, I'm going all in. And I bought it, and I took it home, and I popped it in, and it's a fucking shooter. Yeah. Like, this is not an RPG.
Yeah.
It's a shooter with some RPG elements. I was turned off because back then, I still wasn't really playing shooters.
Yeah.
I didn't really get into shooters until Borderlands.
I was going to say
Fallout.
Okay.
Fallout 3, because the whole that's where I don't really have to aim at anything. It just does it for me.
Yeah.
And then Borderlands was like, oh my God, this looks like more Fallout, but I'm going to have to learn to aim.
It's Diablo with guns. That's exactly what it is. That's why I love Borderlands so much.
Okay. For me, it was like Fallout, but with color, and I had to learn how to aim.
Yeah. That's another way to look at it.
So between Fallout and Borderlands, that's how I started getting into shooters, first and third person.
Right.
And another game that actually helped me a lot, the second Army of Two game, 40th Day, amazing. I will stand by that game till the end of time.
I enjoyed it.
And 50 Cent, Blood on the Sand.
Can't say I played the 50 Cent game.
That game is fucking fantastic.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Really, really solid gameplay.
Huh.
The story is batshit insane.
Huh.
Do I still have it? Oh, shit. No, I don't.
I can't imagine that you traded it in for much.
Probably not, but I've done library purges before where I just trade everything. And I'm like, whatever, just fucking take it.
Yeah.
Oh, now I'm kind of bummed that I got rid of that.
I'm sure you can find it, Joe. I'm sure there's not people like hoarding their copies of the 50 Cent game.
Life just isn't complete anymore.
Without the 50 Cent video game.
That Blood on the Sand.
Blood on the Sand. Interesting.
You're going to shake this couch the whole show.
I'm sorry.
Get your filthy shoes off my couch, you son of a bitch.
Fuck your couch.
You son of a bitch.
Couch.
But, yeah, back then I wasn't into shooters at all, so I just fucking gave up on it and I didn't touch it. Eventually, I started enjoying shooters. I got back into them. I tried going to back to Mass Effect, but like I forgot how far I got and I couldn't remember any of the story, so I just stopped.
Yeah.
Mass Effect 2 came out, burned through it, loved it, couldn't stop playing it. So I tried again to just start over with Mass Effect 1. And it was just such a horrible step backwards that I couldn't.
Well, wasn't it something where it's like, you know, the character that you have from 1 progresses into 2, progresses into 3?
Yeah, the choices that you make in Mass Effect 1, you know, regarding certain areas and planets and people will carry into Mass Effect 2. But if you didn't play Mass Effect 1, you could pretty much answer a questionnaire at the beginning of Mass Effect 2 that fills in those blanks for you.
Oh. Yeah, but so, I mean, if I'm not like familiar with the storyline, then how would I know like what decisions I would have made?
Well, they don't ask you specific things like who would you have saved? It's more of like personality test kind of thing.
Okay, got it.
Vague stuff that it kind of fills in for you.
Understood. Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah, I played through Mass Effect 2. I couldn't go back to 1. Played Mass Effect 3 with my character from 2. Now I'm at the point that if I ever did go back to Mass Effect 1, I'd have to go through all 3 games again, which
that's a lot of time. Yeah. That's
who knows? Maybe if they come out with a HD DE-er trilogy on Xbox One, I might try going in again.
HDD-er.
Yeah, because everybody knows that remaking HD games into HDD is like the in thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had Tomb Raider.
Last of Us.
We had Last of Us. We're getting Halo, which
I can't really argue about that too much. Yeah.
Because Halo 2 is how old?
Yeah.
And that's a hell of a bundle between the four games, anniversary style, Halo 2, over 100 multiplayer maps.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited for that. I'm pretty stoked for that.
And for $60.
Yeah, that's not bad.
On the flip side, you could get Sleeping Dogs with slightly prettier graphics for $60.
Yeah, I still don't know how I feel about that. It was a great game. I really enjoyed it. So
even Metro Redo is Redux, quack, quack, is two games.
Quack, quack.
Two games, and the first game is highly enhanced to live up to how good the second one is, and that's two games for $50.
Yeah.
Square, they just want money.
It's possible.
But yeah, Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider coming exclusive to Xbox holiday 2015.
People are mad.
And then, like, 6 months later, it'll be everywhere else, and yeah, everyone will be like, it's so great.
Yeah. It's a timed exclusive. It's not going to stay exclusive to the Xbox. Everyone knows that. They just want to bitch.
I just love everybody crying about it. Yeah. If this was announced as a PS4 exclusive, there wouldn't be nearly this much controversy.
Controversy. I get it.
It's
speaking of Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider.
Gamescom.
Gamescom. Lots of Gamescom.
We do have another email that we have to
get. Yes, right? We do. And since he has talked a lot about Gamescom. Oh my God, he talked a lot. We'll go down his bullet points and we'll discuss them as we go.
And then we'll just find the ones that he missed.
And try to go back over.
There we go.
From Zachary Q. Lyons, some bullet points. First one, I am pretty excited for Quantum Break. It may very well be the first Xbox One exclusive that makes me grab the console next year.
Quantum Break.
Yes.
Inform us on Quantum Break.
The guys who did Alan Wake and the original Max Payne's.
Okay.
It's a game where there's like stutters in time.
So like Quantum Leap.
Well, where everything just freezes. It's not that you're jumping through time. Okay. It's that time itself freezes.
Oh.
But you're unaffected.
Oh.
You have certain powers that you're unaffected. The enemies have a way to tap into that power as well. They had a nice 8 to 10 minute long gameplay demo at Gamescom.
Yeah.
Which originally it wasn't really on my radar because I don't know. I thought it looked cool, but I don't know if it would be something I'd care about because they're talking like TV integration with some show that they're working on.
Oh, like the Defiance thing? Or?
Yeah. But like, it just didn't really click for me until I saw the preview, like the gameplay preview at Gamescom. It looks fucking phenomenal.
Oh.
People could talk about frames per second and resolution all they want. I don't know what Quantum Break is, but it looks outstanding.
Good. That's honestly, I had that same feeling when GTA came out. Because it was like, you know, now that I kind of went back to it, I'm just like, dude, this still looks like awesome. Even though, I mean, I've seen the comparative like things of, you know, what it's going to look like on PC and Xbox One and PlayStation 4 and all that nonsense. For when it came out and the systems that it was put on, like, it looks awesome. Like, I think it looks gorgeous. I mean, it's obviously not like the most ultra high definition kind of thing, but
your face is high def.
It is. It's like you're there.
Kind of. Oh my God, you are here.
I am.
You're like right there.
I know. Isn't that weird?
Oh my God.
You could see every single like pore.
Oh.
Ridiculous.
Double rainbow all the way.
He's just typing in. Quantum
Break. I'm trying to pull up the gameplay trailer so at
so
least
I can see it,
Chris
yeah.
could see.
So I have no idea what.
Still going to try keeping the conversation going while this is on.
I will attempt to do my best.
Yeah, Quantum Break. I thought it looked fantastic. It went from not really on my radar at all to definitely near the top. I could see why Zach is like, how amazing does that look? And remember, this is YouTube quality.
Yeah, that's true.
Like the actual full-on trailer.
Yeah, holy shit, yeah.
Find it online. It looks insane. I really like the whole time stuttering aspect.
So now is it going to be like Alan Wake-ish?
I never played Alan Wake. So I don't know. I don't have that answer.
Is it going to be more like a narrative-ish kind of thing, or
I don't know. I can't really compare it to Alan Wake. I know Alan Wake was more like survival horror-ish. This is definitely more action-like. That's the only way I can actually compare them since I've never played Alan Wake.
Okay.
I mean, it's not about a writer this time.
Well,
if that helps.
I suppose that helps, yeah.
So it's not about a writer and there's no narrative that way. But if you mean narrative and that there's a story.
Well, no, I mean, yes. Like, is it like, you know, this isn't going to be like a Beyond Two Souls, Heavy Rain-ish kind of.
It is not a playable movie, no.
Okay.
It most definitely looks like an action game that still has a story to it. And
like, he does have a pistol.
He does have a pistol. There is shooting, as you can see him shooting.
Ooh,
people.
That, I don't really like that, like, jerky. How do you know when, like, that stuff's about to happen? Like, the whole, like, break in time? Or does it just happen?
I'm pretty sure that he's controlling it.
That was awesome.
As if you look down in the corner, it looks like there's
like
gauge
a meter
there.
Yeah.
Because not only can he kind of halt time and run and hit people, but when he can direct it to an enemy and pretty much stop the enemy in its place.
Just one person.
Shoot a couple of bullets into that time stop. And when it ends, like six bullets hit the guy all at once.
Well, that's neat.
That's, let me see if I could jump forward a little bit to see that.
That's pretty cool, though.
Cover system.
I like
grenades.
I like games with good cover systems. Because, I mean, that's the thing. That's the one thing that actually, like, really pissed me off about, like, most, like...
Yeah, right there. Froze the guy, popped a couple bullets into it. As he runs, you could see that just everything stopped.
Huh. That's neat.
So, yeah, I'm pretty sold on Quantum Break right now. I can't wait for it. It's nice to see Zach coming around that maybe the Xbox One is a good idea as a console to pick up.
Oh, trust me. Like, if there was, if I was picking between Xbox One and PlayStation, I would obviously pick an Xbox.
Yeah, our show's opinion has been well noted.
Yeah.
Over the episodes.
Yeah, obviously.
Especially given my history with it. But even, I've told people, even ignoring my console issues, I still regret the PS4 because I don't feel it's made itself worth it yet to me.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's the thing. As far as like exclusives go, like I'm more interested in the exclusives for the Xbox. So
I mean, there's still plenty of time. It's not even a year since the consoles are out.
Yeah. Yeah. They can completely like turn around. They could like reboot, like crash, and I'll just be like, oh shit. Like,
that's been rumored for a long time.
So, you know, something like that could definitely like breathe a little bit more life into their.
And PlayStation 4 has had a nice handful of exclusive. Shit, I bumped the button.
Oh, that's fine. I get the idea, though.
A nice bunch of exclusive announced at Gamescom, which we'll get to.
Yeah.
So the PS4 definitely has a great future on the horizon, but as of right now, I'm still.
Well, and I mean, we covered this before, even as far as like, you know, choosing between those two systems, it really comes down to those exclusives. Like, you know, the exclusives that are on PlayStation right now, like they just don't do anything for me personally.
Yeah.
So.
Except Final Fantasy 14, which
for you, yes.
Which if that fucker was on Xbox One, I'd be set.
Yeah.
And Infamous was outstanding.
But that looked really, really good when you were playing it like when I was here when you got it.
Yeah, that game was fantastic.
Now that game looked really, really fun.
Has DLC coming out later this month, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
So, yeah, those are our thoughts on Quantum Break.
Yeah, it looks neat. It looks cool.
Next bullet point, which just glancing, I know I showed this to you right before we started. Did you guys see the Europe exclusive Smash Brothers 3DS XL?
Looks so fucking cool.
I do hope the US gets something similar because, man, I need a good excuse to make the upgrade to XL since I missed out on the Link Between Worlds beauty.
Dude.
And then he linked me to it because
it looks so cool.
I'm not reading the link, Zach. And you didn't even make it a save continue link? Shit. Steppy game up, as Marcus would say.
So cool.
PSP.
Oh my god. Yeah, I mean, I'm happy with mine. I kind of need, like, I'm excited for Smash on the 3DS so that I have an excuse to play it a little bit more. But
yeah, it looks awesome. I can't wait till October to get it.
Oh god, it's gonna be so cool. So cool. Oh, and what was it? Meta Knight got confirmed finally.
Yeah. Yep.
So that brings the total characters up to what? Like almost 40?
Like 940, yeah, something like that.
Something like that. Fucking ridiculous.
There's
gameplay now?
They also announced
I'm excited
a Game Boy stage for the 3DS version of
so
Smash.
Cool.
Which I thought looked friggin' awesome.
I'm excited. I'd like to watch this.
I like the way they describe it, that if you have the 3D effect on, it looks like you're looking into a Game Boy.
Yeah,
but yeah, that Smash system, the red with the black characters on it,
it looks cool.
Zach wants to upgrade to an XL. I just want to upgrade to that one. XL from my current XL.
Yeah, but don't you have I have the Zelda one. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Zelda one's sexy.
Let's move on to the next one.
I am really, really excited for this.
Oh, two down. He says Meta Knight is in Smash Brothers. Why didn't you link them together, you schmuck?
He's not as fluent in bullet points, I guess.
God, what a dickhead. Fucking hell, Zach. All right, next one. Also, Dead Island 2 gameplay, which I didn't see. I didn't know that there was Dead Island 2 gameplay.
Yeah, I'm really interested
so
in this.
So while you were blabbing on about Smash kind of covering for me, I pulled up a gameplay trailer for it.
Dude, I'm really, really excited for this.
Which apparently there is a Mr. Destructoid. Oh no, that's just the preview. I was going to flip out if there was a Destructoid head in Dead Island 2.
That would have really been cool.
He continues on, man, that shit looks good.
Yeah, that looks
fingers
really,
crossed
really
it's
cool.
Not as buggy as Dead Island 1 and Dead Island Riptide. I love those games regardless, but it would still be nice to have the gameplay be nice and polished. Really looking forward to this one.
I don't know. Right now it looks pretty fucking awesome to me.
Yes, we are live watching this while we're recording the show because we don't believe in editing.
No. Plus, we didn't really know this existed. So
I didn't know until I read the email. So, fuck the police.
Coming straight from the underground. I don't know. It looks really, really nice.
Yeah, it doesn't look like there's actual like gameplay. It looks more like clips, like story clips.
Yeah.
It still looks great. I am definitely worried about whether or not it's going to be glitchy and buggy.
I don't know. I mean, like, even though I really enjoyed the first two, I noticed that there were some glitches, but it wasn't enough to make me not like the game.
There's some actual gameplay.
It looks like it's...
That looks bloody as
fuck. Yeah, I was just going to say, much gorier.
Yeah, I'm thinking that's looking pretty goddamn good.
Yeah, this looks really,
I will
really cool.
say, if it's perfectly bug-free, I might be a bit let down, because some of those fucked up physics glitches really made the game funnier.
Well, yeah, that's kind of how I feel about Skate.
Yeah.
If Skate wasn't glitchy, I would actually probably not like it as much.
Holy God, did you see the blood when he stepped on the head?
Yeah, that was pretty badass.
There were so many times that I would take pictures.
Wow.
Take pictures of a glitch in Dead Island and send it to Pappy. It's like, please tell me this is on your screen. Of just like a head and an arm hovering in midair, flapping. I love, I I can't say I loved the glitches, but they definitely made it funny.
It's sometimes, like I said, sometimes glitches make the game.
Yeah.
I love the glitches.
Like Goat Simulator.
And Surgeon Simulator, which I played for the first time before we actually started recording. And I made it through the surgery.
We'll get to that later on. We got to talk about his email.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on Life is Strange? Seems interesting. I haven't had a chance to watch the gameplay video yet, but my interest is well and truly piqued.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know. I think that's a Square game.
Why don't you end this other video?
Let me Google it up quick. Now stop playing, you son of a bitch.
It's a video on...
son of a bitch!
It was a video on Killing Floor 2, which I'm actually pretty interested in as well. Killing Floor is pretty fun.
I'm trying to look up what that Life is Strange is because I don't remember.
I have no idea what that is.
Square Enix gets real, reveals Time Bender, Life is Strange. The company behind Remember Me, digital episodic game. Like, it's already not sounding good to me.
A digital episodic game.
And the people behind Remember Me. Which itself wasn't that great. Coming to PS3, PS4, 360, Xbox One, and PC. So being a cross-gen already seems like a knock on it as well. All hand-drawn artwork, which could be neat. I don't know. I don't know enough about the game to really comment on it. It's not something that even really interests me that much, just glancing over that.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see.
I don't know.
Time will tell, Joe.
Bitches. You suck with your email, Zach. You're like giving us shitty questions.
It's all your fault.
Man, how about that Daryl Dixon Silent Hill game, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. As Chris would say, nope the game.
Nope the game because I don't play survival horror.
I tried to make him play PT.
All I had to see was the dialogue that said, if you have a heart condition, don't play it.
Yeah.
And
literally in the PS4 store, when you go to download it, the initial blurb of text is like some quote, but if you click on it, it says avoid playing if you have a heart condition.
Yeah. And as soon as he showed me that, I was just like,
no,
that's not going to happen.
But,
I'm not going to do that.
I have to say the tag team of Kojima and Guillermo del Toro.
Yeah, that's,
could
that
blow
sounds
some
ridiculous.
Minds and some genitals.
And some genitals.
I think blowing if anyone were genitals. To dismiss this game, they'd be a fool.
Yeah. I mean, me not even being into survival horror, just knowing those names and the kind of stuff that they've been involved with, like, yeah, that's going to be a heavy hitter.
Yeah, especially with Norman Reedus. Starring because
people
the
buy it just
love
for
the
that.
Reedus.
Bitches love Reedus.
Bitches love the Reeds. Do you love the Reeds?
No, she doesn't.
She shakes her head. No. How could I'd fuck him? I don't care.
I don't know. I feel like there's definitely like if there was dudes to go gay for, like he is not even anywhere on my list. Yeah.
One of the reasons that he'd be on the list is because he probably wouldn't admit if it happened. He'd be like, Norman, are you going to tell anyone? He'd be like, man, I don't fucking care. And then just leave.
And just leave. He would fuck you and leave. That's what you want, Joe.
Damn, man, I don't fucking care.
And since when is he from Harlem?
That's Southern drawl.
Man, I don't care.
I'm not like, damn, I don't give a fuck.
Damn.
That's Harlem.
Damn.
Man, I don't fucking care. That's Southern drawl.
Damn.
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's not Southern, I don't think.
But on Walking Dead, he has his drawl. That's what everyone knows him as now.
Yeah, and then previous to that, everybody knew him as the guy from fucking Boondock Saints.
Yeah, but that's like gone. It's all about Daryl now.
Apparently. Yeah. Apparently
nobody
Jordan,
heard that.
Jordan so, likes the other person.
Just remember that. We don't have the condenser mic.
No, I will reiterate whatever she says.
Tony, just get her own mic one of these days.
I'm going to have to get another one of these. This is way easier.
Yeah.
It really is. Way easier.
Henry Jones is saying that he can Skype in.
I'm already going.
No, I'll plug that shit in.
Oh. I would have to.
Sorry, Henry.
Shit out of luck, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. It's also pretty interesting to see how many people are actually excited and looking forward to Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I've never gotten into the Call of Duty series, for better or worse, so I have no opinion, but the general excitement surrounding it seems promising. I am not a Call of Duty fan. I will fully admit that the game looks gorgeous.
Here's the thing. I've played Call of Duty games, and I have enjoyed them. Just a couple of them. I will not believe any hype surrounding any Call of Duty game from here on out until the game has actually been released and people have had their hands on it. Because even this most recent one, everybody said, oh, this looks so much better. The graphics are going to be better and the gameplay is going to be better and blah, 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 blah. And then you pick it up and it's the same goddamn shit. So until the game actually comes out and until all of the reviews and scores and whatnot can start coming in from reputable sources other than...
Did you see the Gamescom gameplay?
I have seen some of it, yes. But
what have you seen of it?
Well, all I know is my interest was initially piqued just because Kevin Spacey's in it. So the fact that Kevin Spacey's in it, that makes it...
See, that has zero effect for me.
What, Kevin Spacey?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey's one of my favorite actors.
I mean, he's a good actor, but the fact that he's in the game does nothing for me. Especially because that's like Uncanny Valley Kevin Spacey. Where like the dead eyes Kevin Spacey just staring into your soul.
Yeah, that's fine.
Where we loaded up the Gamescom preview for Chris to look at. Like I said, I did it. It was all me. Chris didn't do shit.
I didn't do anything.
I'm sitting here with the Xbox controller loading things up for Chris to watch. Yeah. So we didn't do shit. I did it all. It's me. What do you think of that?
I mean, it definitely looks...
No, I meant about me doing it.
Oh, well, yeah, of course. Who else was going to do it?
My dick. I'm not sure I give a shit about a driving section of the game.
See, and that's the thing. I mean, like, I want to know what's going to make this... I mean, don't get me wrong. It looks great.
Yeah, that's why I said it looks phenomenal. Like, back with the whole visuals thing, because this demo supposedly running on Xbox One, because it was during Xbox...
I could see that.
It was running on during the Xbox conference. It looks insane. No, I did not say go to friend. I have to stop saying the X word.
The X word.
Yeah, pretty much.
It was the X word. That was the problem.
Because I think it looks insane.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, floating homing grenades.
That's very Borderlands.
Double jump in Call of Duty. Bro, call a dude, bro. I have notoriously shit on the Call of Duty series for years.
Well, that's
I might rent this one because it legitimately looks different. It looks like it could be interesting.
Oh, that was cool.
Yeah, a grenade, not like a flashbang grenade that like blinds people. Instead, it shows you where everybody is.
That's neat.
Behind vehicles, behind cover.
Huh. Is that a grenade launcher?
A smoke bomb launcher, pretty much.
Huh.
Oh, it's again, tracing homing too.
That's weird.
Hits people, just explodes into a puff of smoke. Ripping car doors off, which you could tell they're just doing this shit to show off all the things that you can do in the game.
Yeah, basically.
Let me rip it off for 2 seconds and then throw it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it definitely already looks more interesting than the previous franchises. However, I would be worried, and, you know, I've talked about this before. I actually really enjoyed the storyline to the first Black Ops. I'm sure they're going to put together a decent single-player campaign for this, because they've actually had like decent single-player campaigns in the past.
Not recently,
but in the past.
No, you missed the EMP grenade that dropped the one jet to the ground.
That's awesome. It looks like it could have some potential. The thing that it would actually worry me about this, the way that they're going with this franchise,
as far as all the good parts are in the trailer.
That's pretty much any game nowadays. That's how it is. Is the multiplayer, because obviously Call of Duty is known for its multiplayer community.
Yeah.
So with these,
it's horribly racist and homophobic.
Well, that's community. That's pretty much any gaming community.
It's a lot more on Call of Duty.
It's more so with Call of Duty.
I don't turn on Garden Warfare and get called an ass-raping homo.
You could.
I've never had it done.
You could.
I've just had really loud children screaming because they don't know how to turn a Kinect off.
Yeah.
But
what the fuck? Oh, that's neat. Oh, they're all drones.
Yeah. Van full of drones.
That's cool.
And, of course, the climax of the trailer, all the drones fly onto, what bridge is that?
Oh, the Golden Gate.
Golden Gate, yeah.
And they drop the bridge. That's awesome.
So, yeah, like I've said, I have been a notorious hater of Call of Duty. And who knows, maybe I'll give it a chance for once.
At least it seems like they're taking a lot more time with this one.
Well, this is a game from a new Call of Duty studio. Like,
that's
this is
true.
Their first game.
Yeah, this is their first game.
And it had a 3-year development cycle.
Mm-hmm.
So this wasn't just shit out in a year or two.
Yeah. I mean, and that...
It's a new engine, new team, new blood, new game.
See, and that's the thing. I think that's what could...
Best part. Is the part where the bus hit the guy on the bridge. And
that's
it's
fantastic.
Just... Shit.
That's where I think it could prove to have some weight behind it.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm not gonna completely disregard it.
I'm
however,
not going to judge this one until it comes out.
Again, I think you know. Fair assumption is
you hear that, people. I am giving this one a chance.
You have to wait until it's already out.
Yes,
because the hype train.
Choo choo.
The hype train for Call of Duty games is always chugging hard.
Hype train. Woo woo.
The hype train is always full speed on the Call of Duty train. But yeah, so I mean I would want to wait until there's more released and there's more information. We'll just go from
choo
there.
Choo choo.
Okay.
Train choo choo.
What else we got? Bullet points?
Woo. There's a Call of Duty Xbox One coming out.
Is it like skinned or is it just
yes,
a bundle?
It is skinned and it is special and pretty. And I'm going to see if I could find a picture of it quick for you.
Got it.
As I try to use a controller and hold a microphone at the same time.
I was just taking a drink quickly.
Yeah, it is a special... actual design control or design for the system.
Okay.
No, I didn't put in private browsing on. I just let me fucking open.
You having some issues, Joe?
Yeah.
That's a personal problem. I'm sorry.
Shut
to
your
that.
Face.
I shut at your face.
You shut your mouth.
1 terabyte
hard drive.
Ooh, that's pretty heavy.
Yep. So more space is coming.
Well, I mean, with that other update, you were able to add, what was it? USB, like...
USB 3.
Yeah.
As long as it was 160 gig or bigger.
Yeah, which, I mean...
Yeah, I'm talking about just the actual internal, because people
right,
are like,
right.
500 gig is...
500 gig is more than enough. My I feel like I'm never going to even fill my Xbox 360 hard drive, and that's a 250.
You'll fill it.
I will not fill it. You would.
I already did.
You have three.
So, Call of Duty, Advanced Warfare, ooh, Xbox One console.
That does look really nice.
Special console design, special controller design.
I like that the controller has like a gold D-pad.
I'm like salivating over that controller.
Yeah, the controller looks badass.
The system looks badass.
Yeah, too. I like that, like the helmet on the right side. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's the system, the controller, a digital download of Advanced Warfare.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't even want to say Call of Duty because that makes me immediately.
Because
it hate
makes
it.
You want to like not be like. Oh, I know. Call of Duty.
I'm just calling it Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, that'll work. That'll be your get around.
Yeah. Oh man, did you get the new Call of Duty game? Never heard of it. What's it called? Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I heard of Advanced Warfare.
I haven't heard of Call of Duty.
I don't know what that other part is though.
Whatever.
The 1 terabyte hard drive.
Whatever helps you sleep at night, Joe.
$4.99. And I don't believe it comes with a Kinect, which I have a hard time dealing with that right there. I mean, I can understand because it's a special design, kind of. The bigger hard drive and the game.
The bigger hard drive does probably make a lot more of a difference than you would think. Because that's like two hard drives.
Yeah. Plus
and
the
game. Like a terabyte? Like, that's huge.
Yeah.
That's really big. Especially for a console.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot of space.
Not for these days. When,
yeah,
as
you're
we
right,
saw before,
still,
Diablo 3 in the UK is like 58 gig.
Yeah, but that's with a bunch of like...
Yeah, languages.
Language packs. But...
Piddles, like, now is not the time. Why are all the cats jumping on me while we're doing a show?
Because they love you.
Goddamn.
They want to hang out with you.
Goddamn cats.
I wish I had that problem.
Goddamn cats.
I wish I had a cat.
Goddamn cats.
I like cats.
Oh my God, there's like numbers scratched on the controller.
It's cool. I like it.
8.
I like that the little thing in between the buttons has like the red, colors, yellow, blue, and green. Like that's neat.
But $4.99. It just seems so steep.
I know, but it looks so cool.
It does.
I don't know. Like
it looks so good.
I don't know. I'd be completely happy with a plain black one. Honestly.
Or how about a pure white one?
Oh yeah, I saw that they're doing those, right? Well, I mean, that's the developer ones, right?
Not anymore, because in October...
They're doing white ones?
That is the Sunset Overdrive console.
I thought the Sunset one was, like, skinned as well.
No, it's going to be a white console, white controller. Obviously, it won't have the I made this stuff on there.
Right.
But white console, white controller, 500 gig hard drive, Sunset Overdrive,
$3.99. Ooh.
Yeah.
That seems way more tempting.
It does. Except when you go back and look at that other console.
It's a gold D-pad,
it's
Joe.
It's so pretty.
It's a gold D-pad.
It's so pretty. Don't let Ashley hear this. She'll murder me.
Yes, she will.
You want a fucking Call of Duty system?
No, I just want the system.
Just get yourself a controller and then be done with it.
eBay it.
Yeah, just get a controller. That's all you really want.
No, the system's pretty goddamn nice looking.
Yeah, the system's cool looking.
I want the white console with the Call of Duty controller and the white controller. How about a blue one while we're at it?
A blue console or a blue controller? Blue controller would be cool. I want a silver one. Like a gunmetal gray. That's what I want.
Yeah.
If they came out with a gunmetal gray,
just
like
gray,
there's a difference.
I don't know.
There's a difference. If there was a gunmetal gray system with a controller, I'd splooge everywhere.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's just my favorite shade because it's not technically a color.
Well, that Call of Duty one is pretty gray.
I know. That's why I was kind of like, oh, fuck.
Gray
and it's
and
gold,
black,
gold trim.
Two-tone.
Gold trim.
Gold trim AeroWare.
Yeah.
AeroWare.
Yeah. What else do we have?
His final bullet point is what we've already talked about. Rise of the Tomb Raider being Xbox exclusive for
what are his thoughts on it?
He just says obligatory mention of Rise of the Tomb Raider being Xbox exclusive, but only for a time.
Yeah. And again, like we mentioned before, I mean, this is, it's just timed. It's not like they're, it's going to be that way forever.
Yeah. We don't know how long, but yeah, whatever.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
And Piddles is back.
Hi, Piddles.
Hi, Piddlebear. If you want to look on my desktop, there should be a file that says like weekly news stories or something.
Weekly news.
Oh my God. It didn't save all the shit that I did for Gamescom.
See Twitch changes.
Oh my God. It didn't save all the shit I put there. Well, let's go over the past week's worth
unless
of news.
Unless it's that one. Is
no,
it that
it's
one?
Not.
No?
Nope. So, Rise is coming to PC.
Yes, I saw that.
Which,
yeah, I probably won't get it.
Rise is coming to PC.
Yeah, it's really not that exciting.
It's a good game. I liked it. I had fun with it, but
with so much stuff being on PC, like, PC is, like, PC is almost oversaturated with games.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even want to say almost. PC is oversaturated with games.
Uh-huh. Hey, keep churning out those indies on Steam.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I don't really keep up with a lot of the indie games, so I don't really count that. But even like, you know, third bigger third party developers and even like first party developers, they're doing like heavy shit like on the weekly. So it's kind of tough to like keep up with a lot of it.
I just love that the news of Rise going to PC. God, now Potato's back.
I like Potato.
This is the cat cast where just everyone jumps on me.
Cat cast.
I think the only reason that Rise coming to PC is a big deal is so that the PlayStation fanboys could be, oh, one more game, no longer Xbox exclusive.
Oh.
Because when before this gen have people ever really counted PC in the whole console exclusive thing?
Never.
Yeah. So guess what? It's still console exclusive. Eat a dick.
Yep.
Twitch changes.
A lot
of controversy about that.
Yes, that's I mean, it doesn't it doesn't affect me.
Yeah.
The only thing that it really affects for me is I don't put my I don't play my Spotify music through my streams anymore.
Yeah, since they're muting so much shit now.
Yeah.
I love how even a Twitch, like a video from Twitch got muted.
Yeah. That's what you get.
They had the Orlando Nerd Fest going on, mm-hmm. formerly Nerdapalooza. Just big nerdcore, nerd genre music concert down in Orlando, obviously.
Right.
Live streamed the concert, and within a day, like half the videos were completely muted.
Yep.
Because bands were performing their own songs.
Yep. It's funny.
Yeah. Good old Twitch.
Yeah. I know
Google had a hand in this with the whole,
I believe so.
Google buying Twitch.
Yeah.
Story.
I think the other thing is too, is that, I mean, there, I've been noticing a lot of people that have been trying to switch to other streaming services. I think Kaylee already did it. I forget what she went to.
I don't know. Did you see her snip at me about the whole Tomb Raider thing?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I think she got really annoyed about the whole Tomb Raider only being on Xbox thing. And for some reason, she just, like, came at me.
Mm, bro. Casey Hudson left BioWare?
Yep, executive producer for Mass Effect. He departed BioWare.
Good conditions, bad conditions?
I don't remember. Because Gamescom happened, and I forget like everything now.
There's too much shit.
I just put bullet points there, and I don't remember
this
shit.
This was one of the funniest things that I had read the entire week. Sony got sued over Killzone because
yeah, that's pretty hilarious
for false advertisement because it claimed on the back of the disc on the back of the like case for it. That it played
for Killzone.
Killzone.
Killzone Shadowfall.
Plays in 1080p, where that is not the case. So someone that purchased the game got together with a lawyer or some lawyers or whatever and decided to sue Sony over false advertisement. And technically, they are correct. I feel like there
except
needs to
be... Except for the fact that Killzone in single player is 1080p.
Yes, but it said that in multiplayer.
No, it didn't. Run. It just said 1080p.
Okay, but regardless...
There was no single player, multiplayer. It just said 1080p.
If it
1080p.
Says it's going to be in 1080p, then it has to be in 1080p.
The game's in 1080p, just not in multiplayer.
But that's part of the game.
But single player is still 1080p.
That doesn't mean anything. It really... It does. To me, I feel like this is a part where it needs to come into the accountability of
a fucking lawsuit over it.
That's how people
That's
how people have arguments these days.
No, those people are fucking stupid.
They're looking for easy money.
Yeah, they are. And they're fucking stupid.
But
because again, they claim that the only reason they bought the game was because they thought multiplayer would be 1080p.
Some
really? That's
like that.
The only reason you bought the game.
Some people are like that. Some people are weird like that.
I don't know anyone like that. Thank God. It's just an ambulance chaser who wants free money.
Well,
that's all it is.
Yes. But I think this brings up a fact that, you know, when it comes to things like, you know, okay, people saying like, yeah, this game is in whatever resolution or boasting that it has these kinds of features, like the whole, like there was the, I forget the name of the game. It was a zombie survival thing. It boasted
helpful.
Like, it boasted like all these features, all these things. And then when people actually got the game,
oh, was like, that the one on Steam?
Yeah. And none of it was there. And it's just like...
That's a huge difference between a developer blatantly lying about the entire feature set of a game.
But
Sony saying that a game that is technically in 1080p...
For some of it.
Is in 1080p.
For some of it. My main thing
is... But it's still in 1080p.
If you're going to advertise, this is what this is, then that's what it should be. If it is not, then you should be held accountable.
And I don't even think it's all of multiplayer, just split screen.
No, I'm pretty sure it's all of it.
I thought it was just split. Either way, single player is still 1080p. So it hit that 1080p descriptor on the back of the packaging.
I don't know. I honestly feel like if you're going to say that something is something, then it needs to be that all the time for you to advertise that it has it. You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel. Like, if you're not going to be like, oh, I'm going to open up a restaurant.
The thing
is, and we're going to serve ice cream every single day of the week, but on Saturdays we're going to do pizzas. So I'm going to say that we only do ice cream. We are an only ice cream store. But then somebody shows up on Saturday and we've got pizza and you don't have it.
Go ahead, get the box.
But you,
because that's not like a bullet point on the backs, like 1080p all day, all time, nothing but 1080p gameplay. It's just in the back of the box where they have the, like, one player, two player, online memory requirements. It just says 1080p.
But I've seen games where it did 1080p for single player and then 720 for multiplayer, and it had 1080p/720.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So they're saying, okay, yeah, we do 1080p,
no, that,
sometimes
that
we do 1080p 720.
/720/whatever, that's just saying the formats that it supports.
That it's possible. No, I've seen other ones where it literally just had like...
Okay, I've never seen any specifically call out single player is 1080p, multiplayer is 720.
It doesn't literally say
I
like
have
those
just
two,
seen but. Ones that say like 480p, 720p, 1080p. Those are just the resolutions that the game supports. Now, because that one says 1080p... The developers even said that the actual graphics itself aren't 1080p, but they are upscaled through different whatever processors that mm-hmm. they're running so that it does show up in 1080p. It's just not natively 1080p.
So it's just upscaling.
It's still 1080p. It's just not natively 1080p. It's upscaled. And then single player is natively 1080p. This whole thing is bullshit. And I'm not a Sony fan. We know that.
Yeah.
But this lawsuit is bullshit.
Oh, no, I'm not saying
the game is 1080p. The lawsuit is bullshit. There's no reason it should be happening.
I'm not saying that this particular lawsuit is justified. I'm just saying the overarching, like, story and conversation that should be happening because of it is
then that
some
should
of the
be happening around that Steam game. I don't even remember the name of it.
Well, now the other thing is, even with that other game, the problem was is that it was one of those like early access things, and I kind of, this brings up like another conversation of the whole like early access games where it's like, okay, you're paying full price for a game, and we're going to give you this game, but it's only like an alpha. And who's
except
this?
They went live with that Steam game.
Yes, they did.
Like they came out of early access and claimed that, hey, this is the game.
Yes, they did.
So that's the problem there.
But aside from that one, like games like Rust, like I bought Rust. It's still in alpha. I bought that last year and it still has not released past alpha. Who knows when that game will actually
come out of
alpha?
It might not ever come out of alpha.
It might not ever. That's the thing. I refuse from here on out to pay for early access, alpha, betas, whatever. I'm going to wait until the game comes out, because even with Hex, like I feel burnt with Hex because, you know, I kickstarted that game for a lot of money. It was the only Kickstarter that I've ever done. That game was supposed to fully release September of last year, and it's still not
what,
even out
Hex?
Of beta. Yes. But it's still...
See, that long of a delay, I don't think is acceptable.
Like, it's not even... It's still not even out of beta, and we're almost hitting September a year later.
That's why I don't like early access. So, I don't think it should exist.
I don't like it either.
I think you should wait until the game is done before you release it to the public.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. Fuck
but
early access.
When it comes to Kickstarters, I can understand things happening and their initial timelines from when they started the Kickstarter getting pushed back. I just got an email regarding Shantae. We need Tim for that. It was supposed to release October, and they said because of the money that they made and all the stretch goals that they have to push back the time.
Right.
The year later this year, early next year. I understand that because they made money. They're pretty much doubling the size of the game.
Yeah.
That takes time.
Well, now Hex is essentially doing the same thing, but however, you know, the whole thing was with some of the stretch goals, it was essentially just like, we'll do another set, and once we do the other set, like anybody that kickstarted it up to this level will get the card, like get free cards.
You're a
so
card.
All that really is just adding in code to give people, like, once that content is done.
Yeah.
Like, the main base game should not have been, because there's still, like, the main reason why I kickstarted the game was because it's a trading card game and there was supposed to be PvE elements. Okay.
Yeah.
That main portion of gameplay still isn't even in the game.
Wow.
Even in the beta. So there's still no PvE, and that was the main reason why I wanted to play.
Yeah,
it's
that's shitty.
Not, and it's still not there.
That's something they should be held accountable for.
So, I mean, like, that upsets me. And it's not like they're, like, they are still doing stuff with the game. Like, they're still, like, updating it. They're still, like, you know, fixing shit. But at the same time, it's just like, dude, like, you know, you said that this was going to happen within this amount of time, and it still hasn't happened. What the fuck?
See, now that's where, like, I agree that accountability is needed. But when it comes to Killzone...
Especially for how much they got kickstarted.
When it comes to Killzone, and it's 1080p descriptor, fuck those guys.
Yeah, those guys are being dickheads.
All right,
yeah.
Next thing on the list, because we're not going to waste all our time talking about Killzone and accountability and... Blah, blah. That could be a situation for a whole solo podcast.
Yeah, it's true. Etrian Odyssey.
The Etrian Odyssey series on the DS and 3DS.
Yep.
Earlier this year, they remade the first game after Etrian Odyssey 4 sold incredibly well.
Uh-huh.
Because 1, 2, and 3 were only on the DS, and they're kind of hard to get now.
Mm-hmm.
They've remade the first game for the 3DS, added all the features from the 3DS, difficulty changes, graphics upgrades, everything else. And that did well, so they're doing the same with Etrian Odyssey 2.
Well, there you go.
And then hopefully if that does well, they'll do it with Etrian Odyssey 3.
Cool.
And seems then hopefully like somewhere idea. In the middle, they'll put out an Etrian Odyssey 5.
Time will tell.
Then poop to poop.
And then the last thing on the list is the return of Sierra.
Have you heard that news?
I have heard. How I feel about it, I do not know. I'm kind of like just whatever with it. I could care less, honestly. Obviously, Sierra was...
Couldn't care less?
I could not care less. Actually, I could care less. Yeah, I could care less because Sierra...
So you do care about it?
I do a little bit because Sierra was technically the... Under the company in which the first Counter-Strike and Half-Life and all that stuff came out.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
Quest for Glory, King's Quest. That was right. My shit back in elementary school.
So, I mean, like, there's stuff that Sierra was involved with that I enjoyed. However, at this day and age, I mean, new Counter-Strike under Valve and using Source engines and everything like that, like, I think they have done an accurate representation of what the game should have been or what the game was and how it should progress. So I feel like they've done it a justified job in keeping it alive. So, I mean, I don't know if I'd be personally invested into what Sierra would be coming out with, but who, I don't know. I won't completely...
Let's just hope Activision doesn't fuck it up.
Well, because Activision involved, that's kind of where I'm, like, cringing. But at the same time, Activision has done a lot of stuff that I did enjoy, so it's just like I'm extremely on the fence about it.
Yeah.
So...
So again, let's just hope they don't fuck it up.
Let's hope.
Let's hope they don't Activision it.
Yes.
Might as well go over some of the other news from the past week that apparently didn't live on in my notepad file. EA Access is no longer beta. It is now open to all on the Xbox One.
Yep.
Which is pretty cool.
Yep.
I bought some coins in Garden Warfare and enjoyed my 10% discount.
Cool.
So that's nice. No new games in the vault yet, but it's only been like 2 weeks, so I didn't expect anything.
No, the only thing is like what? They put Wing Commander on for the free games for PC.
That has nothing to do with EA Access on the Xbox One.
Well, yeah, but it's EA Origin related, like that shit.
Has nothing to do with EA Access on the Xbox One.
I'm just talking to EA. That's all.
You're in your own little PC loving world over there.
I've been playing more console and
Goat Simulator is nearly up to 1 million sales.
Nearly. And it's also being released on
Goat Simulator. It is coming to Xbox One. Possibly to other consoles, but console first on Xbox One.
And it's coming to Android. Which is gonna be even funnier. Because I can only imagine how playing Goat Simulator on a telephone.
Yeah, that I don't have any interest in.
I'm just interested to see how clunky it would be. More clunky than it already is.
Yeah.
Which
another Xbox bundle to talk about. This one's Europe only. FIFA is getting its own bundle.
I wonder why that's Europe only.
Yeah, I don't know. Never knew about that. Pretty much same price as the console is now, but with FIFA included.
Which is why I'm kind of like more interested in the Sunset Overdrive one because it's like it's the same price as the Connectless one.
And it's white and it's
and
pretty.
It's white and it has a game. And
we care because it's white because we're racist.
You said it, not me.
Huh? What happened?
You said it, not me. I have nothing to do with that.
A whole bunch of games are coming to ID at Xbox, the whole indie branch. We already mentioned Goat Simulator. Some of the other... games of note are Cuphead, which has been getting a lot of buzz. It's the one that kind of looks like an old Tex Avery, like 1930s cartoon, playable cartoon. It looks insane. That's been getting crazy buzz since E3. Fruit Ninja Connect 2, which I'll buy that shit. Fucking chopping fruit with my arms.
Yeah.
Everyone was getting... super pumped over, what was the game? Super Hot. Because super the trailer hot. They played was just super hot. Super hot.
That's all it was?
Super. With like flashes of the gameplay.
Oh.
Smite, 4-on-4 MOBA. Yeah, Smite.
Wow, that's cool, actually. Yep. I was actually looking into getting into that, possibly, just because I hate League of Legends, but I want to try another MOBA.
Another one, they only showed a very brief clip of it on their little trailer showing all the titles. Uh-huh. It's called Volgar the Viking. It looks like a side-scrolling beat-em-up straight out of the 90s.
Yeah?
It looked awesome. I wish I could find more on it. But yeah, there's allegedly hundreds of developers working on games for Xbox Indies.
Cool.
So let's hope some of those come out sooner than later, given the current game drought going on.
Game drought.
Yeah.
Well, you do realize it's almost September. So September, October, November, December, those months coming up, you're going to be getting an excess of games that you're
going to... Oh, yeah, I know.
So it will more than make up for the summer drought.
Yeah. There's this news that apparently Tomb Raider is exclusive to Xbox.
Yeah, I think we covered that like five times now.
Never heard about it. I bet the PlayStation fans are kind of grumpy about that.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, they are.
Yeah.
And they've bitched and moaned since it was announced. And I have drank upon their delicious tears.
Oh, your tears are so yummy.
Pretty much. Evolve is getting a beta, I believe, in January for the Xbox One.
Okay.
And that's coming out February 10th.
Okay.
Evolve. Looks good.
Yeah, there's like some Cthulhu-esque kind of thing in there.
4-on-1. Kill things, yeah. Monsters.
There was a bit of news that got released today through Overkill. Overkill had a website that was counting down from 30 days, pimping it out a lot in their Payday 2 community. And today was the day when it actually counted down to zero and they revealed what it was. The Payday 2 community is very, 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 very pissed because it's not Payday 2 related. So it was basically they feel like they had been had for about a month.
Entitled gamers!
But it's a Walking Dead game, being made by Overkill. Didn't really show much of the actual game. It pretty much just said, like, yeah, we're doing a Walking Dead game. Gonna assume because it's Overkill related, then it's gonna be almost like a Left 4 Dead Payday-esque kind of four-player.
Hopefully it's better than Survival Instinct.
Hopefully. We'll see what happens with it. They didn't really release any information on it other than the only thing that the Payday community gets is like a barbed wire baseball bat, which realistically in Payday you're not going to use. So whatever. But yeah, people are kind of, they feel like they've been trolled for the past month. So basically,
another new game coming to Xbox, brand new franchise.
Brand new.
It is called Scream Ride.
Oh, this
yeah,
is
it's the, it's yeah, from okay. the makers of Roller Coaster Tycoon 3 and Thrillville.
Thrillville was cool.
Where it looks like an amusement park kind of simulator style game,
uh-huh.
Mixed with crack cocaine.
Crack
so it's
cocaine.
Batshit crazy. The goal of the game is to make people scream. So if that means that you create a roller coaster that aims directly into a building and it makes people scream,
uh-huh.
you get points.
Interesting.
That's good for you.
Interesting.
Looks pretty crazy. Not sure if it's something I would pick up because I've never been big into like the create your own thing
games. I enjoy them. There is a new... there's also a new Roller Coaster Tycoon that was announced, Roller Coaster Tycoon World or something like that. It's going to make it so that you can actually share your blueprints of the stuff that you make, and you can, with your friends, and then you can actually visit your friends' parks.
Nice.
And stuff like that, which is kind of neat.
Potatoes back.
They're trying to push a little bit more of the online accessibility of that kind of stuff, which would be really, really neat. It's been a while since I played a Roller Coaster Tycoon game, and I used to enjoy the shit out of them, so I'd be interested. Nice. I'm still mildly interested in trying to get the new SimCity, but maybe I'll wait a little bit longer until it drops like stupidly cheap.
Fable Legends is getting a beta in October, multiplayer beta.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
For the bone.
I remember seeing that. Ooh, that was like E3, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still confused on what this game is supposed to be like.
Me too.
the way that
it looks like a Dungeon Defenders kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's
the,
what
it, the way the trailer made it look was kind of MOBA style.
I wouldn't say MOBA style. I would say more like tower defense-y kind of
like a thing. Tower defense MOBA. From what I could tell was it's four humans against one villain who controls an army
all the traps
of monsters.
And, yeah.
But I wanted
well, you can,
try
you
the
can
beta.
Be the villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So a four on one kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like it could be fun.
Yeah.
Who knows?
I'll have to try getting in the beta and maybe we could talk about it if I get in.
It's worth a shot. Right?
Tons of Halo news.
Really?
Obviously. They are coming out with a Halo channel network for the Xbox One. Kind of like Waypoint on the Xbox 360.
Okay.
Where they would have like
all
updates
your stat
there
and
stats
like that,
and
yeah.
stuff like that. It looks like a whole new level of Waypointiness. let's see. Similar to the 360's Halo Waypoint channel, players will be able to launch games from the network, organize multiplayer data, videos, rewards, social networking tools. It'll be powered by Twitch, have support for tablets and second screen devices, just the home for everything Halo.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense with the Master Chief Edition. And
they announced that Sanctuary is going to be one of the remade maps for Master Chief Collection.
Obviously.
Yeah, one of the all-time favorites. The matchmaking or the ranking in all the multiplayer for Master Chief Collection by popular demand is going to be based around Halo 2's ranking system.
Oh.
Which I never played that online, really, so I can't really... I don't know.
So, cool.
Beta for Halo 5 launches at the end of December and goes pretty much to the end of January.
That's a decently long time.
Yep, about a month. 3 weeks, a month.
Yeah.
Nice early beta. Who knows when the game's actually coming?
Yeah, that hasn't gotten an official release date yet, has it?
Probably next fall, I'd guess.
I don't know. Would they run a beta that early?
They said that they wanted to run it that early so that fan feedback can heavily impact the game.
Oh, that would make sense.
They came out and said that they wanted to run it early, very early.
Okay, well then, yeah, that would make sense.
Kano is going to be in Mortal Kombat X.
Yeah, dude, 10, that reveal whatever. Was fucking awesome. That was really, really cool.
Yeah, he looks pretty crazy, too.
Yeah, he looks badass.
I love how just the Mortal Kombat news was right in the middle of all the Xbox stuff.
Yeah, it was just like, Xbox, Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Finally, it's about time. There's going to be pre-orders and pre-downloads coming to Xbox One.
So kind of like how the Steam thing is, where it's like if a game's coming out, you can
pre-download
all the stuff.
Yeah.
And then as soon as midnight hits, you can start
PS4 has been doing it for a while. In following the Vita and the PS3 have even been doing it.
Yeah.
Looks like Xbox is finally getting on it. They're testing it out with Forza Horizon 2 and FIFA 15, although a larger range of games will be coming eventually. I don't know why it's so friggin' hard to get going, but...
Well, we're not programmers, so...
Back on the Sierra news, they're allegedly working on a new King's Quest game and Geometry Wars 3.
Geometry Wars could be fun.
Yeah, which is supposedly coming to Steam, PlayStation Network, and Xbox Live, although whether that means 360 and PS3 or PS4 and Xbox One...
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Who frickin' knows? PlayStation 4. 10 million systems sold so far.
It's a lot.
And that's not shipped. That is in homes.
Sold. Yeah.
Five of them have gone to me.
That's one way to look at it. Five of them have gone to me.
Yeah. In the following trend of games that are already out coming to the PlayStation 4, Journey and the Unfinished Swan are getting PlayStation 4 ports because they apparently don't know how to get new games.
Apparently.
Q game. Huh?
Time.
How long have we been going?
It's like an hour and a half almost.
Well, I guess 20. I'm going to have to skip. That's not even long for us. Ruffian, the developers of Crackdown 2, are working on a new PS4 game called Hollow Point. DayZ is coming to the PlayStation 4. PlayStation,
yeah.
Ninja Theory, makers of Heavenly Sword and Enslaved and DMC, are working on a new game called Hellblade for the PS4. I'm trying to go quick here. Destiny's first expansion will launch in December.
I like how the game's not even out yet, and they're like, yeah, first expansion's going to be then.
Yeah, I know.
Like, dude, what the fuck?
The PlayStation Vita TV is now going to just be called the PlayStation TV because PlayStation doesn't acknowledge the Vita anymore, apparently. They had a super long press conference at Gamescom, not one mention of the Vita.
Wow.
Fucking nothing.
Hmm.
That's unfortunate. Tearaway Unfolded is coming to the PS4. Rayman creator Mikkel Ancel is creating an exclusive open world PS4 adventure called Wild. I bet it's going to be wild.
It probably won't. It'll be very tame.
Wild. Wild.
It'll be very, very tame.
I'm like trying to blaze through this because now you're rushing me quick. Silent Hill, Kojima, and Del Toro. Killer Instinct, Season 2.
Yeah.
There's some news that you're excited about.
Killer Instinct.
8 new characters, new accessories, costumes, all the other shit. The Ultra Edition is going to be $40 again, which includes all the characters, all the accessories, costumes, and Killer Instinct 2 Classic.
Which that is pretty interesting to me.
Yep.
I did not think that they would do a remake for that.
I'm excited. Well, they did it for the first one, so they had to do it for the second.
Yeah, but I honestly did not think that they would do one for two. Two did not do so well.
Yeah. You can also spend $20 just to get the 8 characters. First two announced characters we already know were TJ Combo and Maya. If you pick up the Ultra Edition of the first Killer Instinct coming out September 23rd, you'll get TJ Combo early.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is neat.
Combo looked cool. He looked okay. I don't know. I mean, it's Combo. I was never really a Combo fan.
TJ Combo. Soundtrack is apparently also coming out on the 23rd, I believe.
They should put me on it. No, I'm just kidding.
No.
They should have me do some work for it.
You're a boner. Yeah. So, do you want to give your thoughts on Surgeon Simulator while I'm trying to find more news?
Surgeon Simulator on the PlayStation 4. It was interesting. It was fun. It was a lot more fun than I thought it would be. I didn't honestly... I was trying to be like an idiot, and apparently I was doing the right thing, sort of, because I took the hammer and broke his ribs, and apparently that's what I was supposed to do. So...
I've changed that heart.
So, yeah. So, that worked out cool. But, yeah, it was actually fun. I could actually see myself playing that game and enjoying it.
Did better than Ashley did.
And she's a nurse.
Yeah. Yeah, she was freaking out.
She was freaking out?
She's getting so pissed off.
I can't fucking
It's pretty, do it. Pretty funny.
That's funny. I'm going to have to, like, I'm going to have to be like, hey, should I apply to be a nurse? Because apparently I'm a better nurse than you. I'm a better surgeon.
BioWare's got a new game on the way for PCs. Shadow Realms, 4-on-1 action RPG.
Yeah, probably, action RPG is definitely up my alley. So
Everyone's getting into these 4-on-1 games.
Because everybody wants to be that one asshole.
Yeah.
I guess.
You're an asshole.
I am. Never doubted it, actually.
Kojima has promised that Silent Hills will make players ruin their pants.
I love that that's a news story. Kojima basically said, you're going to shit your pants.
You're going to shit your pants.
And that's the whole news story.
you're going to go poopy.
You're going to poop in your pants.
Evil Within is getting a season pass because every game needs to have a season pass now.
Yep. Pants poop.
Yep.
They poop into pants.
Although I am interested in importing the European edition of that game because it comes with like a special art book and everything. And America is not getting that because we're terrible people.
America is known for being pretty bad.
Yeah. Phantom Pain and Ground Zeroes are coming to Steam. Metal Gear.
Yep. I did get to see the picture of the box, and they just
Snake
had the Steam
hiding
logo
in the Steam box.
Speaking of Metal Gear, there is a weekly stream that Tim, who used to be on the podcast,
former co-host,
is doing a retrospective on pretty much all the Metal Gear games and trying to make it through all of them and doing them on Twitch. We had the first one this week. It was the one for the GSX. He's like
MSX
or MSX or whatever. I'm sorry. It was on the MSX, and he was like, "Oh yeah, you know, I'm gonna sit down and we're gonna beat this game in one night." And I'm like, "Have you played this before?" He's like, "No, I'm just gonna figure it out."
Hey,
like,
you're fucked.
I'm like, "Okay, man," and he quit about halfway through. So I guess next week he's going to continue from where he left off. So, which should be funny because honestly, there were a lot of parts that were extremely frustrating for him, and I couldn't help but just sit and laugh. So, if you want to,
weren't you saying something about key cards?
Okay, so in the game you have multiple key cards. So you can try these multiple key cards on doors to open them. He figured that each key card was set for each level of the building. So he wasn't trying multiple key cards for multiple doors, and he wasn't gaining access to them. And I kept telling him that you should probably try different key cards. And after a couple of hours of him being stuck, he eventually tried different key cards and realized that he can get into different doors. So then he started actually progressing a little bit more.
Real man of genius.
Yeah, basically. But it did give me an idea, seeing him struggle about this. I may do a once a week cast of my own dummy runs of games. Maybe.
On Twitch.
So I'm just going to have to find... Now, unfortunately, because I don't have a capture card, it's going to have to be something that's on PC or something that can be emulated on PC. But I will take suggestions. And I want it to be a game that I never played.
Earthbound.
Possibly.
Earthbound. Chrono Trigger.
You're just going to keep rattling
off. Terranigma.
Yeah, I was just going to say,
Secret of Mana.
You're going to rattle off all these RPGs that I could give
all
two fucks less about.
All these amazing games from the Super Nintendo.
But they're RPGs. I don't want to play an RPG. I don't want to do an RPG. I just don't enjoy RPGs. I'm sorry. I don't enjoy RPGs. I said I would take suggestions. It doesn't mean I have to do them.
Earthbound.
I really don't know if I want to do an RPG. I really don't want to do an RPG.
Earthbound. Earth.
But it's something that I've been throwing around because I do want to do some content for Save Continue again. But it'll probably be video related. So
do you think Tim will actually keep up his Metal Gear videos?
No. I think he'll do it at least for a little while, but I don't think he'll get through all of them.
Yeah, Zach asked me about about it happening and that he really wanted to hype it up and promote it as much as he could. And I'm like, listen, Zach, I wouldn't get too wrapped up in it because I have a feeling he'll get like halfway through it and then just stop.
Probably.
Since he got like halfway through our podcasts and just
and
stopped.
Then just stopped. And then halfway. I would love for Jordan to do dummy runs, actually.
She just off. I'll just.
Jordan. Jordan. No. Would you do dummy runs?
Probably. I'm unemployed now.
It's true.
Earthbound.
You do like RPGs.
I do like RPGs.
Earthbound!
We could do that.
Just do a stream of me. I'll play Earthbound, and I'll just drink a lot of vodka in the process to get through it.
See
what happens.
My drunk wife plays.
Now I want to watch this.
Oh my God.
I like how she starts talking. I put the microphone over
and then
she
just clams up.
Puts a pillow over
me. Yeah. Yeah, there's this one video that she's referencing where there was this drunk chick that she was like, I'm making grilled cheesies. And she just like, she takes like a thing of Goldfish and just like pours them out onto a paper plate and then puts like string cheese.
Like, oh my
tears
God.
Them up and puts it on it and toss it in the microwave. And she like falls over as she's making it. It's just, it's funny.
What kind of videos does she watch? Well, we already saw that dildo one earlier.
Oh yeah.
So.
How to grapefruit your boyfriend or something. So
yeah. So what have you been playing?
Well, I started GTA again, yesterday. Surprise, surprise. I was playing more Diablo.
No,
I now have 1, 2, 3. I have 4 level 70s on hardcore.
Good God.
2 more to go and then I'll have a level 70 of everything.
Wow.
I think my hardcore Paragon is almost up to 100. So
Jesus,
the struggle is real.
I'm trying to decide that when De Burbler comes out for the Bone next week, if I should transfer my character from the 360 over or if I should just start over again.
Start over again.
I was thinking about it.
Yeah, just start over again.
Then I would miss those early achievements unless I made a new character like you and played through it 45 times.
I've done it.
Yes. Anyone who has ever listened to the podcast for more than a week knows that that's about all you play.
I've done it. And the funny thing is, man, like, honestly, if I had an Xbox One, I would get... Xbox, stop listening. Shut up. If I had an X word
One... It doesn't
one,
recognize shut up.
Apparently, it thinks it's football. Stop listening.
No, you said something, so it loaded up the One guide.
Okay. If I had an X word one,
if you had a bone,
if I had a bone, I would probably get the Ultimate Evil Edition and I would probably start over again. Yeah, I probably would.
Remember when you got it for the 360 and we were totally going to play all the time?
Well, things changed.
So, what else have you been playing non-Diablo related?
What
or Skate or Counter-Strike?
Yeah, Grand Theft Auto, pretty much. That
you mentioned that. Anything else?
Gin Rummy.
I don't know why I ask you what you've been playing.
We were playing Gin Rummy, Crazy Eights. We bought a deck of cards because we wanted to play some games together. God.
See, on a week-to-week basis, you could ask me, hey, Joe, what are you playing? And I can give new games.
Right.
On a week-to-week basis, I could say, hey, Chris, what are you playing? Diablo.
Well, see, the thing is I also don't buy games often. Because I don't have money to buy games that often.
You just said you could emulate shit. You have a Wii packed with games.
I do. I was...
Play something.
I will.
No, you won't.
No, I'm gonna do Grand Theft Auto for a while, I think, and then
your homework for next week's show is to load up the Wii, find a game you've never played before, and play it.
I did that. I did Punch Out. It was like
okay. Well, that's your homework for next week. Every week you got to just play something new. You don't have to beat it.
Just play it.
play it enough that you can talk about it.
Okay.
You don't do anything.
That's not true.
You play in 45 bands, we know.
It's a problem, actually. Because now I have, like, I have to learn, like, 7 songs by tomorrow, and I haven't even listened to them.
Okay, well, next time, instead of making a brand new Diablo character that you get to level 60 in a day, play, like, Happy Fun Island on the Wii or something.
I don't even know what that is.
Me neither.
Happy Fun Island.
Probably made it up.
It's possible. No, probably, honestly, I want to try and see if I could beat GTA. Because I didn't get to get through the entire storyline. So I want to get through the entire storyline and see what it's like.
Here's something. You can try Disaster Day of Crisis for the Wii.
What is that?
It's a game that never came to America. It was like one of the huge launch titles that they announced. It was like that and Project Hammer were the two big like core games for gamers' games. And we never got Disaster Day of Crisis. And Project Hammer just got canceled.
What is it?
Pretty much this city gets destroyed. It's just the day of like earthquakes, and I've never played it, and I want to know what it's like. So it's not a horror game, don't worry.
Wow, okay.
As far as I know, it's not a survival horror. It's more like an action.
Although I will say I've been eyeballing Manhunt 2 because I enjoyed the first one a lot.
Well, there you go. Then do that one.
I don't know. We'll see. I definitely want to
do that one.
I definitely want to get into GTA again. I've just been wanting to play a GTA type game, like, again. Because I've actually been watching people speedrun, like, Vice City and 3.
Wow.
This guy that I was watching this morning, his best time for all of Vice, like any, I think it was any percent. So any percent Vice City was, like, an hour or an hour and a half or something
fucking
like that.
Fucking how?
I don't know. I think his, it was, like, an hour and a half was his... his best.
Jesus.
For like any percent Vice City.
You want a GTA nice. Style game you should play? Get your hands on Lego City Undercover.
Dude, I was eyeballing that. I was.
Do it.
I was looking at it.
It's GT Lego.
GT Lego. Yeah, when I was at the store and I asked him if I could borrow something, I almost picked that up, but instead I picked up GTA 5.
You suck.
Yeah, I know. So what have you been playing, Joe?
After last week's massive disappointment of Sacred 3.
You went to another 3 game.
Yes, this week was Risen 3. And it's pretty much what I expected. It's open world-ish action RPG. I wasn't expecting anything amazing, and I didn't get anything amazing.
Yeah,
it's kind of slow. It's kind of clunky. It's not the best looking game, but it's Risen.
So it's fun.
It's what I expected, and it's fun. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There's shitloads of quests to do. It's kind of shallow, but there's just shit to
Whatever.
Do. Unlike Sacred, I don't have to walk in a straight line.
Nobody likes walking in a straight line anymore.
Like, Sacred is the prettier game. It looks better. It plays better.
Uh-huh.
But it's boring. Risen doesn't look as good, doesn't play as good, but it's fun, and there's shit to do.
Well, there you go.
And when I heard the name Risen, I thought one thing, and I got it. When I heard the name Sacred, I thought one thing and was highly disappointed.
Nobody likes being disappointed.
So, I watched you and Ashley play Surgeon Simulator.
That was... deceivingly fun.
Yeah.
It was. I did not think I was going to enjoy it, and I did.
And then I've been reminded of all of my years of struggles of depression thanks to Robin Williams killing himself. So that's been another game I've been playing.
Yeah.
Don't fall into manic depression.
It's not a fun game. I don't like that game. It's a terrible game.
Nope. How can I be depressed? Because potato's not always licking me. That's how I could be depressed.
That's going to sound so hysterical to the people that can't hear what you said.
Yeah, I know.
Because, yeah, that's just, yeah.
I also picked up Akiba's Trip for the Vita, which I want to give a shot.
Oh, a what?
It's pretty much Japan is filled with zombies, and you have to beat them by stripping their clothes off. Not full nude, but just enough so that the sunlight destroys them. It's one of those batshit insane Japanese games.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
It sounds...
Yeah, that's about it, but...
Sounds interesting.
It's like a brawler RPG.
Oh.
So...
That'd be cool.
Giving it a go. It came out for the PS3 and the Vita, and I was originally going to pick up both of them, and then they announced that it's also getting a PS4 version in, like, November. So I just grabbed the Vita one.
Yeah, and then just get the PS4
I'll get the PS4 eventually.
Interesting.
Yeah, and some Lego Ninjago game. Which I'll probably get to that.
Ninjago.
The Lakers. The Lakers, Ninjagers.
And
potatoes gone.
Music?
Fuck.
I didn't really think about it either.
I don't think there's enough Diablo stuff out there.
There's Diablo music.
But like remixes.
Probably just the Tristram one and that's it.
Yeah, that the one-ups. You know what? Since I'm thinking of the one-ups, I recently stumbled across an old folder I had filled with, like, old, old, obscure one-ups tracks. Like, back when they were the one-up mushrooms.
So we're doing bootlegs?
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
This is stuff that is, like, hella old. Like, last week we did a MAGFest 3 live recording from the Smash Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
We're going old school with this.
Okay.
One-up/one-up mushrooms.
We can do that.
I'll find some gems.
I believe you. I trust you.
They have a new album in the works. So hopefully when that gets closer to being ready, we'll finally be able to get some of those guys on the show.
I'm sure we could. I don't doubt our abilities.
Yeah.
Any last words before we go into your old school bootlegs?
Potato.
Potato.
Potato.